Hi, my name is Rhonda Ledford. I am a suicide survivor. I lost my son, Cody Ledford, May 2nd of 2017, and this is my story.
So our journey with Cody started middle of October 2016. Cody went on a overnight camping trip with the school. They went to Canyonlands. And they were bouldering, and Cody was climbing up this boulder, and they had spotters and everything like that. And he lost his grip and fell. He never did hit the ground, but he got enough whiplash that gave him a pretty severe concussion. The doctors had said that because of his concussion, his risk of suicide was 100 times more than a normal kid. And I always kind of felt like Cody was trying to get through his 14th birthday before he took his life, because he had a big party that weekend. You know, he had like 5-6 kids over, and they stayed from Friday till Sunday. And then Tuesday morning, you know, it was just like a punch in the gut, hit you over the head. And, you know, Monday, he was so normal, did his chores, he took care of his pigs. There was no signs at all. Because, you know, of course, I went through that day over and over and over to see if I missed anything. And it was like a punch in the gut. You can do all the right things and have the wrong outcome. From November until May, you know, we had Children's Hospital involved. We had pediatric partners. We had school counselors. We had access. He had his own counselor. You know, we were doing everything that we thought was right. You know, hindsight, we always kind of beat ourselves up. Could we have done more? Could we have done less? What could we have done? You know, with my grief, I would take it out, touch it, hold it, feel it. And then, you know, I put it back in the box. But, you know, I actually looked at all the pictures and listened to the videos, heard his voice, played back his voicemail on my phone, just so I could remember his voice. In fact, now it's harder for me now to go back and look at pictures than it was then. For some reason, my husband said I was beating myself up by keep looking at the pictures, but that was my grieving process. I always hated when I first met somebody that didn't know, because that initial response of having to acknowledge that he died, acknowledging he died by suicide, was always hard. Like that first day back of work, I was like, oh. And so grief, like a blur. Sometimes time went really fast, sometimes it really, really slow. I mean, it literally felt like you were having a health issue. You know, you can't breathe, you couldn't catch your breath. You felt like something was on your chest. You know, and that lasted for quite a while. And it doesn't really get better. It just, you learn how to deal with it. It's like a knife. You know, the first month, it's a sharp, sharp knife that just makes you double over. Gradually, that sharpness is kind of dulled a little bit, but it's always there. In fact, I wrote a letter to Cody every night for 3.5 years, and it was easier for me to write it in a letter form versus trying just to write down my feelings, things I would have talked to him about. At first, my letters were kind of angry, and then they were super, super sad. And then they were more about just what was going on, kind of missing you. And that really, really, really helped, just the journal, because it just kind of kept me connected to things I would have told him about. It's still hard. I still miss him a lot. And this year was kind of one of those milestone years. His 16th birthday was kind of hard too, because, you know, he got to Yellow Drive. And this was the milestone year because he would have graduated. And then I was still so very sad that, what if people forget? And I try not to dwell on that, because that just eats me up, is like, what if people forget about him? You can't kick grief down the road, because it'll bubble out somewhere else.